Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, cycling enthusiasts may know the name Marshall Major Taylor, a groundbreaking black cyclist who set records in the sport starting in the 1890s, facing racism at nearly every turn. Well, today, dozens of bike clubs have formed in his honor to promote a more inclusive cycling community. Luke Martin of member station KCUR takes us for a ride with one group in Kansas City, Missouri.
Growing up, Mitchell Williams was taught that bikes were toys, and once you reached the age of 16, it was time to put down the kickstand and pick up a set of car keys.
When I was a kid, you'd ride a bicycle and you get that feeling of going downhill and the speed and the rush and that wee. I still get that wee experience now.
For a good portion of his life after he started driving, Mitchell Williams didn't really ride anymore. But by middle age, he says, he needed a lifestyle change.
All right, let's roll. Rolling.
After retiring from his financial services job, Williams eventually became the first African-American president of one of the metro's biggest bike nonprofits, called Cycling KC.
I did as much as I could to try to invite people of color and women to ride our club rides. It was difficult. I mean, they just weren't showing up.
So around 2014, he helped form the Major Taylor Cycling Club of Kansas City, one of more than 50 such clubs around the world. Williams' goal was simple: get more people of color in the saddle and make a positive impact on their health.
Hey guys, make sure we talk to each other. Call out road hazards. When you get ready to stop, let people know you're slowing. Let them know you're stopping. No accidents, okay?
Every Monday between March and November, if the weather's good and the roads are dry, the Major Taylor Cycling Club of Kansas City hosts a group ride open to anyone with a bike and a helmet.
We're not the fastest club. I mean, we're not known for speed. We're not known for being on time. So why don't people come? Because they like being with us.
About riding a bike, so relaxing, you know what I mean?
Ivy Brito, who moved to Missouri from Kentucky a couple years ago, says the group motivated her to ride further than she had before.
The most I rode in a year was like 160 miles. Last year I rode 889 miles with these people. So, yeah.
Denisha Snell joined the club after a years-long search for other black women to ride with and says the group's racial diversity isn't the only thing that's unique.
They may be professional cyclists, or you may have somebody who is a novice who is just starting out, right? And because of that, there's a space and a place for everyone.
That spirit of inclusion, she says, is part of why the group starts these rides in the heart of Kansas City's black community.
We want to be in certain areas, in certain neighborhoods. We want kids to be able to see us. We want folks to be able to see us that who maybe say black folks don't ride bikes, but we do. We're right here.
Who's black club is that?
Major Taylor. Yeah.
My knees aren't so bad.
Look us up on Facebook. Yep.
Major Taylor, Kansas City.
Okay.
Yeah.
The inspiration for this club, Major Taylor the Man, was born and raised in Indianapolis and competed in cycling events around the globe in an era of strict racial segregation. By 1899, he was the world cycling champ, just the second black world champion in any sport. But black cyclists continue to face headwinds. Many across the country have been outspoken online about the discrimination they've faced within and outside of the cycling community. The Chicago Tribune found that more than half of the bike tickets issued in the Windy City in 2018 and 2019 were in majority black neighborhoods. Mitchell Williams says he's never had to deal with direct racism while cycling in Kansas City, but he takes another lesson from Taylor's legacy: do your best and create community.
I like helping people to achieve their goals, seeing them become fulfilled, and that makes me happy. So that's why I do this.
Good. All right. Good night, boss.
Good ride.
Good night, Jen.
Good night.
For Here and Now, I'm Luke Martin.